Simplify your life today.
Mixed reaction to healthcare reform. The Washington Post has a new poll out, and actually the numbers are kind of surprising. Speaking of surprising, the final four is set. I watched a bunch of this over the weekend. Michigan State, Butler, Duke, and West Virginia. Oh, my Kentucky Wildcats, they're not going to be there, and my bracket has gone to pot. Speaking of pot, a lot of those pot cases are getting thrown out in California. Ooh, that's a big fat issue that's going to be on the ballot. We'll talk about it. One of the huge stories over the weekend, in case you missed it, was probably the surprise visit that the president had in Afghanistan with the troops, trying to kind of boost morale and set the tone for the future. And what he talked about is the fact that there is no end in sight, kind of. Here's what he said.
Same thing that I said at West Point last December. If I thought for a minute that America's vital interests were not served, were not at stake here in Afghanistan, I would order all of you home right away. So I want you to know, I want every American serving in Afghanistan, military and civilian, to know. Whether you're working the flight line here at Bagram or patrolling a village down in Helmand, whether you're standing watch at a forward operating base or training our Afghan partners or working with the Afghan government, your services are absolutely necessary, absolutely essential to America's safety and security. Those folks back home are relying on you. We can't forget why we're here. We did not choose this war. This was not an act of America wanting to expand its influence, of us wanting to meddle in somebody else's business. We were attacked viciously on 9/11. Thousands of our fellow countrymen and women were killed. This is the region where the perpetrators of that crime, Al-Qaeda, still base their leadership. Plots against our homeland, plots against our allies, plots against the Afghan and Pakistani people are taking place as we speak right here. And if this region slides backwards, if the Taliban retakes this country, and Al-Qaeda can operate with impunity, then more American lives will be at stake.
All right, it's his first stop as prez to Afghanistan. Of course, the number of troops we have there killed has roughly doubled, sadly, in the first 3 months of 2010, as we know, compared with the same period last year. But there's been the surge, adding tens of thousands of additional soldiers to reverse any of that momentum by the Taliban. The one thing that he also threw in, I thought was important about Hamid Karzai, who needs to crack down on what is happening in Kabul and other areas, and meaning on the drug lords. I mean, let's be serious about this. You got to crack down on that corruption. You got to also stop the drug trafficking. We talk about it so often here on America Tonight. If you're serious, that's what has to happen. What's interesting is in rallying the troops and really giving them the pat on the back and all that other sort of stuff, I was mentioning polls on healthcare. Well, polls now show that most Americans are divided on the war, but it has turned kind of in the favor of the president and the way he's handling it. Because you know why? Because finally, in the last 2 months, we've actually even said the word terror. So if you want to throw in your two cents, you know, should we get out of Afghanistan as soon as possible or stay an indefinite period? Well, now the investment's there. The bottom line is it's the mirror image of Iraq, although the two can't compare when you talk about a lot of things like the literacy of the people, like what the Taliban is trying to do in bribing the people, and a couple of other things as far as the financial backing of Iraq and all the oil and the money that they have coming in versus what they have in Afghanistan, which is, let's face it, the drugs and the opium. And we know that Karzai is definitely connected whether the government wants to admit that or not, to some pretty shady things that have happened in that country. So that's where we begin. Hey, everybody, hope you had a fabulous weekend. Maybe like I was doing, you had a chance to watch some of the Final Four, and maybe your bracket is worthless now, too, like mine is. It's on the floor. It's I might as well shred it because it's useless. As always, happy to be with you here on these airways, and we've got some interesting things coming up, including, just for fun, it's Sunday, and a lot of you are kicking back, and I hope you're not worrying about your wrinkles. But a shocking thing is happening across this country. It's not shocking that people are getting things done because of the job market, trying to spruce themselves up or whatever. But you have so many people in their 20s who are doing preventative cosmetic surgery. Wow. I wouldn't have even thought that. At 21, if someone said, you know, your brow, you got like a little couple of wrinkles up top there. You got to think about maybe doing something to prevent how that will look in the future. I'm telling you, it probably would have decked them. But now, I mean, it's very, very common, and not just for women, for guys, too. Maybe somebody listening to me, maybe you've had some of these procedures done, and for reasons that, hey, this is stuff that I'm not going to have to pay for later. I don't know. Coming up around the bend, we're going to talk to a doctor about that very thing who performs a lot of these procedures. All right, I said this thing about health reform, and that was the big buzz over the weekend, because there was a lot of attaboys and a lot of thumbs down. So, you know, there was a party at Pelosi's house, and yet if you went over to Lindsey Graham's place, there were some sour faces. So how does America, how do you and I feel? Because we're the ones super affected, you know, definitely affected by this. So overwhelmingly, this new healthcare law has divided us even more. And I'm, you know, not surprised by this. This is everything we have seen leading up to this. This has been a year of an ongoing battle of rhetoric, a tug of war, all this kind of stuff. 46% of those polled, yeah, in the Washington Post said that they support the changes on the new law. Yeah, bravo. Oof, we support it. 50% oppose them. So it's virtually identical to the pre-vote split on any of the proposals that were out there, and there was a bunch of them in the beginning especially, and pretty similar to the divide that has been around since last summer, when the country was definitely polarized over this idea of overhauling the health care system. It's 4 decades that this has been talked about. Now it's here, and I think truly what has to be debated is how does this really, really affect every single one of us? I don't care if you're living in Wichita, Kansas, Minneapolis, Connecticut somewhere. I don't care if you make a lot of money, a little bit of money, no money, whatever. But how does it affect you into the future? How will that play out in your family? We'll talk about that and much more to come here on America Tonight. Plus, we can count. Hang with us.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
Her hair is hollow gold. Her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
Cosmetic touch-ups aren't just for the people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. Now, and I don't know if this is partly because of just the culture and the youth obsession and all that sort of stuff, or maybe a lot of people watch Nip Tuck or a lot of the shows that are out there and aren't as, you know, it's not your great-grandmother's plastic surgery anymore, and there's so many incredible treatments that people have done that aren't the giant overhauls that they used to be, like the laser treatments, for example. People have age spot removal and sun damage repair, which is good anyway, because if you think of cancer and stuff, but skin tightening and spider veins and rosacea and anything that you can possibly think of. Botox is big for a lot of people, men and women. So let's talk about it here on America Tonight. Perfect, because I think I need some rejuvenation after watching those basketball games over the weekend. I'm like in depression over Kentucky. Dr. Paul Rodriguez joins us now from Rejuvenix Medical Center. It happens to be in Dallas. Hello, Dr. Rodriguez. Thanks for hanging with us on ATN.
Well, hello. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
You heard what I said. Is it, you know, the cosmetic industry, just the whole idea of having things done, really the idea of it has changed, hasn't it? It wasn't like, it used to be kind of a secret for women and they went off and disappeared and then came back and looked fabulous and people would talk about it and say, wow, she looks really good. Now it's wide open. It's out there, right?
Well, there's a couple of things that I think have been going on. For one, it's becoming a little bit more acceptable with more awareness of different cosmetic procedures that are available to people. There's a lot of TV shows that have been developed around the cosmetic surgery industry. But I think in addition to that is the fact that people are looking to stay younger looking and looking vital and energetic. at every age. We see the people that are baby boomers that are looking to look fresher, but we also see it even in younger people that are looking to try not to get old at all.
Yeah, and when somebody's younger, I mean, how old are we talking about? In 20-somethings, right?
In the 20s. I have quite a number of patients that begin getting treatments, some of the less invasive treatments, especially in their 20s, to try to prevent the signs of aging that are inevitable for all of us.
So if somebody in their 20s comes in and it's less invasive, what are some of the things they would have done?
For people in their 20s, a lot of what we do is geared towards prevention. There's a lot of things that can be done in terms of prevention, minimizing sun exposure, minimizing wear and tear on the skin with good quality skincare products. People in their 20s often begin getting Botox. They start seeing fine lines and wrinkles developing in their face, especially in the upper part of the face. And Botox is great for minimizing or preventing crow's feet around the eyes and the horizontal forehead lines and the frown lines between the brows that people just get with normal facial expression.
Yeah. And do you find, because it's like you said, now with more people, it's just so much more acceptable, just anything that you have done compared to, like I said, decades ago. You know, I say if somebody can do whatever they want, if it makes you feel better, do you find that that's what you get? I mean, is that, as a doctor, obviously you do this for a living and you want people to come to you and get procedures, but that there has to be something that gets you excited about the patients when they're thrilled, they look better, they feel different. Do you find that you're hearing those kind of stories from people?
Well, one of the things that's very rewarding in terms of what I do, and along with improving someone's physical appearance, you always see, almost always see, an elevation of their self-esteem. And that goes for whether it's a young person just trying to look their best when they're out there dating, whether it's an older individual, a more mature individual, especially nowadays with the economy, that's trying to look fresh and trying to compete with younger people entering the workforce, especially in these hard economic times.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, one of the things I said this at the beginning, because you're known for laser treatments, the sun damage repair, boy, a lot of people, Doc, when we were kids, we ran around forever and, you know, we didn't put the copper tone on and got burned to a crisp and we're all scared to death of skin cancer. But do you find that you're doing a lot of sun damage repair?
A lot of what I do is sun damage repair, and the body has a remarkable ability to repair itself. If you were to cut yourself or have an incision, you have the ability to make new skin. So a lot of what we do with repairing sun-damaged skin and just skin that has gotten older and over the years is geared towards stimulating the body's own natural repair mechanisms so that your body starts producing healthier, younger-looking skin. Now, at the forefront of that type of regeneration type of treatments is laser treatments. We have laser treatments that are burning and non-burning lasers that essentially shock the body into making new skin at a very, very rapid rate, and you look younger in the process.
Man, no kidding. Hey, big thing for a lot of people is any kind of hair restoration, and now, I mean, that's the same thing. Openly, people certainly talk about hair restoration, even for women, because I forget what the disease is called, but women have it sometimes where their hair falls out. And I've actually met a couple of people who've had that problem. What do you do with hair restoration?
Well, the gold standard for hair restoration is obviously hair transplantation, and both men and women have hair transplantations. But there's a lot that can be done nowadays. A lot of topical agents seem to help with restoring hair growth in certain patients, things such as Rogaine that everybody's familiar with. But one of the things that's also very exciting in my practice is the use of a centuries-old or at least a decades-old technique dating back to the 1950s in France, a technique called mesotherapy, which is a series of little injections that are done into the tissues. This type of treatment can be done into the scalp, injecting vitamins and nutrients that help to stimulate the hair follicles that may have become dormant, and also preserve the hair follicles in areas where the hair is thinning. And that's great for both men and women. And that seems to have shown also some success, and that's one of the newer options in terms of maintaining hair, perhaps stimulating some hair growth, short of having the surgical transplants, which are very common and very effective.
Yeah. Doc, when you went into the medical profession, did you know this is what you were going to do, or was there some other field that you wanted to go into originally?
Well, initially, when I first went into the medical profession, I always was attracted towards surgery. I wasn't quite sure what type of surgery. And initially, when I started my career, I was doing a lot of trauma surgery, and then subsequently a lot of laparoscopic surgery, the video-guided surgery, the surgery is done in a dark room with off a TV monitor. And that led me to begin to use a lot of lasers. And I started using lasers back in 1988. And when cosmetic lasers came on the market in the 1990s, I started getting drawn and pulled more and more towards cosmetic surgery, cosmetic treatments, which is what I've done now for many years.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, very, very interesting field. And you've obviously seen the changes, too, huh? It's incredible changes in this field. And just what we're talking about. Yeah. I'm sorry, Doc. It has just been incredible. You just mentioned it. Just incredible changes in this field.
Right. There have been incredible changes. And the thing that's exciting about this field is that it's ever evolving. There's newer technology on the forefront all the time. I mentioned the mesotherapy treatments, the lasers getting more effective. And we're doing a lot more, especially in the area of non-invasive treatments. One of the things that people are looking to nowadays, everybody wants to look better, everybody wants to look their best, but very few people have the luxury of going into hibernation for a couple of weeks while they recover from major surgeries. So a lot of the surgical procedures, even a lot of the body sculpting procedures that I do that are also very common, are all geared towards having effective results but with minimal downtime. And the trend is sometimes less is best, and in the process more and more people are embracing procedures that they never thought they would benefit from at all in the past.
Yeah. Dr. Raul Rodriguez, thanks. We appreciate your time. It's RejuvenexMedical.com. You can check out all the different things that you can certainly have done, that some of them that we just talked about here. Thanks. We appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure to be on the show. Thank you again.
Absolutely. Hang with us. Much more to come on the flip side here on America Tonight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN, and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Johnny, angry Johnny, this is Jezebel. I wanna kill you, I wanna blow you.
What a crazy weekend, and boy, we have barely scratched the surface. In odds and ends, we have some real meat to get to, as I would call it. This is kind of the light part of the meal. You know, I like to have a little fun, lighter kind of stuff. And talking to Dr. Rodriguez about options with plastic surgery, I can't believe how many kids in their 20s, which I say, whatever anyone wants to do, I would never tell anyone what to do, but I would never have thought of that when I was 20-something, right? So the kind of things you can have done, I mentioned this, you can have, you know, you can have Botox, you can have skin tightening, you can have acne, which I get that totally for anyone. The good thing about his practice is they really cover the gamut, but rosacea, spider veins, laser peel resurfacing, age spot removal. I'm thinking for Matt Johnson, since he's been on this gig with us now for like a year, he probably needs some laser peel resurfacing. Sometimes he hangs out with his posse too long at those beer gardens, and I'm sure with his pasty white skin, you know, because he's in Minnesota, and then he emerges from the cold and is out there hanging out at those gardens. So I'm thinking sun damage repair would probably fall under what he would need. And a little too young for the spider veins, but I don't know. Hair restoration, Matt? Do you need hair restoration?
Not yet.
I like the way you said that, though. See, you have to look at your father,
right,
and figure out, do you really look like your dad, and has he lost hair, and are you going to go down that path?
Well, yeah, it's definitely, you know, I'm approaching the early 30s here.
Ooh.
It's just around the corner. And so there's definitely telltale signs that I don't think I'm going to die with a full head of hair. But
okay. So here's the thing: if your hair starts to recede, which I could care less. I'm not one of those women. I don't care if some guy has his hair or not. Really, honestly, I mean that. My dad is like bald as a cue ball, and I think he's handsome. So I could care less about that. It's never been an issue with me, but supposedly some women think it is. Would that make you, would you do like the toupee thing? I mean, like really
no,
go to move your hair
no.
up front? That's good for you. Don't do that.
I wouldn't do the toupee thing. I'd
hair transplant.
I don't know if even that. I'd look into like some of the new technology things and see what's working, what's not working. And if when all else fails, like my good friend just did this the other day, he said, I'm giving up the fight and I'm shaving my head.
You know what? That's a good way to go. Because if you have a decent head and you just shave the head and you got the Kojak look, it does work for a lot
yeah.
of people. I have a friend named Rob who, same thing, started to lose the hair, did the Kojak thing. He looks good. He looks better than with the sort of half hair.
Right, and I think that's probably something I'd do if it came to that point. But right now, the front lines are still holding up pretty well. We haven't had a retreat. There's an ongoing war going on my head, and the North is still providing over the South right now.
All right. I hope this doesn't fall under TMI. I'm just kind of curious about this. Any women want to chime in on this? Do you care if a guy has hair or not? Maybe it's just me. 800-259-5791 or americatonight.net. I'm sure somebody who tuned in just said, oh, this is ridiculous. Why is she talking about that? And she's not talking about that pot case being thrown out in California or a bunch of them or the Vatican abuse. You know, we're going to go off on the whole Vatican abuse thing, which I think is outrageous. And that's coming up. That's going to be, I'll just tell you, that's going to be our blunder. In fact, I'm going to have to throw a few people in our little dungeon in our next segment. But before I do that, here's some other things that I wanted to mention at the top. And I did say this about the pot stuff with the court cases being thrown out. What's interesting here is now that this is going to be on the ballot in California, I wonder what the odds are, the chances are that this will pass. I mean, can you imagine if in California, a certain amount, you're allowed to grow marijuana? Could this be something that then spreads to the rest of the United States? Honestly, I never thought in my lifetime we'd see marijuana legalized, but this could be one step closer to that happening. So police in San Francisco thought that they had an open and shut case when they got about 2 pounds of marijuana from a couple's house, right? Even though doctors said the pair were okay to use the pot for medical purposes, the cops thought the same with a father and son team they suspected of abusing the state's medical marijuana law by operating an illegal trafficking operation, right? But both cases were tossed out along with a slew of other possession cases in the last couple of weeks because of the Supreme Court ruling that has police, prosecutors, and defense attorneys scrambling to make sense of a kind of a crazy gray area. What is the maximum amount of cannabis a medical marijuana patient can possess? Well, now with this other marijuana thing that's coming up on the ballot, boy, it's like a pot showdown in Cali. What happened was the high court there struck down a 7-year-old state law that imposes an 8-ounce limit on the amount of pot medical users of marijuana could possess. The court said patients are entitled to a reasonable, what they call reasonable and what that is, amount of the drug to treat their ailments. So the cops say that the ruling has made the legal landscape of marijuana policy in California very challenging to enforce. And you know, that back to 96, that's when voters legalized medical marijuana. So there's been lots of problems with the cops trying to enforce what they think they should be enforcing and the feds who say marijuana is absolutely illegal. Now you have the whole idea of being able to grow pot going on the ballot in California. So a lot of things could definitely change there. Let's go to Sam, who's listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello, gorgeous. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
Oh, simply fantastic. Steve's sermon was par excellence. First of all, when he went up to give the speech, he said, first of all, like, what's that dog in the background?
Oh, it's Mahalo's going crazy in the background. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a Minnesota thing.
No, it's a Kentucky fan. Go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, so then he said, first of all, I'll give you greetings from Israel and from my dean who ordained me, Rabbi so-and-so. So we looked over at the rabbi of the synagogue. He didn't say a word because he's sort of like critical of Steve's rabbi, you know, about his politics and whatever. And then Steve gave what I thought was an excellent sermon on the Torah portion and Passover and whatever. And then we all walked up to him after services and said, good going, Steve. He goes, yeah, I know. I said, modest you or not? He goes, yeah, I inherited that from you, Uncle Sammy. I go, and then he walks over to the rabbi of the synagogue and he goes, and you were ordained by Rabbi so-and-so, and look at the way you give a sermon. He goes, oh, I must have missed that class. And looking at the rabbi of the synagogue and saying, and you're better than him? I go, Steve, okay. And his father was there too. We went, Steve, okay, that's enough. Let's not start World War III here.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure. Okay. Now with, you know, the way Passover and Easter are sort of intertwined with each other, what's the Vatican done this time? Since I'm sort of not up to it.
I'm going to talk about it in the next segment, but basically what's happened and the scare of what's going on is we're talking about the priest and the abuse, and it's just ridiculous.
Okay, same old, same old. And the latest thing about that hockey team I was telling you about? Remember I told you last week? Okay, 15 players, 10 of them are Jewish. They were supposed to have a playoff game tomorrow night.
Wow.
And a lot of the players are saying, sorry, we're not, it's Passover. The league is saying, either you played or you default. The problem was, when the league was making the playoff schedules, they didn't think that this team would be in the playoffs, you know? So it's sort of like, now that I'm listening to both sides, I'm like, I don't know whether to side with the players. You got to give them credit because they're saying, hey, it's Passover. We're not playing, but at the same time, you got to side with the league to say, hey, we didn't know you'd be making it this far. How can we change it at the last minute? Because they only have a window of so many days to play all the playoff games in that league. So they're going to take the default. And even the non-Jewish players on the team are with them. So
good for them, though. They're backing them up. So, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
15 players too. Wow. I mean, that's, you know, this issue's come up before, like in pro sports. Remember the great Sandy Koufax? There was debate over him and
Yom Kippur.
Yeah, exactly. As to whether or not he was going to play or not. And,
right.
You know, you gotta, if truly you're living it, then you can do it.
Yeah, okay. One other sports question then. Okay. I know Philadelphia finally has a team in Major League Soccer. Will it be a hit, if you know what I'm trying to say?
Do you hear the crickets?
Yeah.
It's tough because, again, what's big in Philly? You got to think, can you get the crowds really to rally around the soccer team?
Right.
And the answer is it's the big four that rules there. And that's, you know, football and baseball and hoop and hockey and
anything else,
any kind of an offshoot to that, it's tough.
Yeah, this is true. So,
see, you answered your own question.
Yeah,
you
okay.
You knew it. Soccer.
Yeah, I'll call you.
I'll tell you what, soccer is big in New York, though. I mean, when I used to do my show in New York, people used to call and try to talk soccer all the time. But in Philadelphia, I think not quite as big there. All right, everybody, coming up around the bend, we'll take some more, 800-259-5791, and talk about what's happening with the Vatican and a U.S. lawyer taking on the Pope, really. Stay with us.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Now
live tonight. Woo! What a weekend! Not if you're a Kentucky fan, however. We're going to talk about a couple of different things to round out the hour, but first let's go to Jeremy in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah, I was going to call up and tell y'all what a long-haired hippie I was, but hippies are liberal, right? Unless you're, unless you're a Ted Nugent type.
There you go.
But, you know, I'm in my 40s and I have a full head of hair. I guess that's a blessing. A lot of the people with bald heads you see, a lot of them are the younger guys, you know, the wannabe gangbangers, and then there's the older guys, and I don't know what to think about the in-betweens.
You know,
say sorry, dude.
I think that's what we're saying. I mean, that's what Matt is saying. If you're the in-between guy, then I say you shave it. Who cares?
I get lots of compliments around up here in Alaska, especially from the native women on my long hair. I guess, you know, it kind of signifies some sort of defiance. And, of course, you know, they're still, they've always been kind of an oppressed people, and they still got the defiance blood running in them, so.
Yeah, you know, what, I don't get the, I mean, I guess it's easy for me to say that, but it's, if something, it's like the whole point of what we were talking about earlier in the hour, if something bothers you, then, hey, you know, you want to tweak it and it makes you feel better, that's fine, but I don't get the whole hysteria of losing the hair. Because I think, you know, I mean, to me, I guess it doesn't matter as much. But if you're the in-between guy, that would be a little weird.
You can't help it.
Right.
You know, I guess I wouldn't want to get a bunch of pins stuck in my head to be any different. I mean, if I was to lose my hair, I would just, you know, either wear it like it is. Or some guys, you know, you see the other, like, bald-headed hippies, they have a little ponytail hanging out back, but then their hat falls off their head. It's like a chrome dome up there, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's kind of funny, you know? But, you know, I think it's good we can get some laughs, you know, in today's times and everything. So I really enjoying your program tonight, Kate.
All right. Thanks for the call. And that's the idea. You know, that's the idea. That's what we were saying before. If you tune in, you're like, why isn't she talking about health care again for the 2 millionth time? Well, we did, in fact, mention it. We talked about the Washington Post and the poll that showed that there were still so many people opposed to health care. And the reason why is because we've talked about this ad nauseum on this show. On paper, in theory, it looks good. But are there really free lunches? Did we need to have some kind of reform? Absolutely. But I can't think of a person on my list who can afford to have their taxes go up. I can't think of a person on, I say on my list, people I know, all kinds of different people. I can't think of a person who can afford to pay extra on the premiums. And then here's the thing that happens. You watch the Sunday Swirl, all the talking political heads, and it's obvious what happens. The Democrats are excited. They're happy this passed. They're pumping it up, forgetting about the midterm elections. And the Republicans are saying, oh, this is nonsense because the way that this has to be implemented, it is going to jack up premiums. It is going to create problems for businesses. There's no way that the numbers hold up, and there's no way that this is mean smooth sailing, and all of a sudden all these people are insured and other people aren't going to have to pay for it, and that, you know, ultimately is the problem. All right, I said that there was problems brewing for the Vatican, and the problem is this, in a nutshell. Why, oh why, I don't understand this. Can somebody answer this question for me? And this probably could take up probably 4 hours of America tonight. But priests and the abuse that has happened in so many parishes and so many parts of this country, the latest, of course, with the deaf kids and how awful that is, why can't the priest be prosecuted? Why aren't they prosecuted is probably the better way to put it. And finally, a lawyer has decided to end the cycle and decided to go after the Vatican. And I think the Vatican is fair game. Why shouldn't these priests be held accountable like anybody else? In fact, there's been a suggestion that there should be a pedophile list, almost like there is, not almost, like there is for people who are sex offenders and then, you know, get out of prison. Why shouldn't these priests be put on that list? So people, when a priest is moved from a parish to another parish to wherever, why shouldn't the people know who it is that has come aboard and what their background is? When the answer is because so many haven't been, of course, prosecuted and haven't gone through the criminal court system, and that's the shame of all of this. And every time a scandal bubbles up, the conversation starts again. And it just, I don't know, if it just falls off the table somehow. It just rolls away. And I, as you know, hey, as somebody who grew up, I grew up in where my father was Protestant and my mom is Catholic, and, you know, I can't wrap my brain around the fact that you have somebody in charge, somebody who holds a certain place of value in a household, and a boy becomes an altar boy and thinks that, you know, oh, this is the greatest thing, and I'm going to church, and I'm here with the pastor, I'm here with the father, I'm here with the Monsignor. And that abuse of power is just sickening to me. Just sickening. And the fact that they're not prosecuted is just dead damn wrong. And the days of turning a blind eye have to be stopped. And the fact that you now have the Pope saying, well, there's scandal and rumors and innuendo and all, so much that's not true, I think is wrong. If he wants to come out and say, look, we have a big population of priests who serve communities and serve the communities so well and have great parishes and help people across the board, I get that. If you want to tell us about the good apples, you have to accept that there's bad apples and you have to go after them. The nonsense has to stop, and bravo for anybody who wants to sue the Vatican for that, right? You can send me your thoughts in an email anytime, day or night. Simply shoot it to americatonight.net.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?